Good morning.
早上好。
It's so good to be back with my friends.
很高兴来看到我的朋友们。
Some of you still don't know me, but many of you I do. And my wife, Faylene, of course, is the prettier one is in the front row.
我有一些人不认识我，但大部分人都认识我。但是我们当中更漂亮的，我的太太Faylene坐在那里。
So this is your opportunity and mine also to hear choral singing. I love choral singing and piano.
他说我这是非常好的机会，我们可以听到这个诗班的献诗，还有钢琴伴奏。
A piano in the Philippines will not stay tuned more than 1 month and it's out.
他说在菲律宾的时候的那个钢琴一个月之后就走音了。
And they have a choir and one of my best friends is the choral director, so I get to hear chorus.
他说我们那里呢是有一个诗班的，所以我常常可以听得到。
So today I want to draw your attention to the fundamentals of the Christian faith.
所以今天呢，我希望把大家的注意力呢转移到放在基督信仰的根本上。
And while Christmas is a wonderful celebration time, it's not a benign time.
他说圣诞的时候是一个庆祝的时候，但其实并不是一个非常美好的一个时候。
The message of the gospel indeed is light.In a present darkness.
这个福音是在黑暗当中的一个光明。
And so I wish to talk about that, refer to a few scriptures, and then summarize some of what's happening in the Philippines.
我是先把那个几个简短的经文跟大家分享一下，然后再跟大家讲一讲在菲律宾的一些事工。
You understand when I give you a report of us in the Philippines, it's one island in one place and a few provinces and a few schools, not the whole country.
他说不是所有的菲律宾，只是一个岛上的几个小地方。
Oops. So let's look at a Christmas card first. If you follow me on Facebook, a few of you do. We do a Christmas card every Christmas and publish it on Facebook for our friends.
他说我每年的时候在圣诞的时候总是做一些电子的贺卡放在Facebook 上面。
And this year our theme was a light and darkness.
今年我们的那个主题是在黑暗当中的光。
Because in the Philippines, just like here, we have to tell children both the good news and the bad news.
他说在菲律宾就像在这里一样的，我们不仅要告诉大家好消息，也要告诉大家坏消息。
The scripture is more specific. It says we live in darkness, we live in the bad news, and we can turn to the light.
所以圣经讲得非常的清楚，我们是生活在黑暗当中，而且我们不能转向光。
So the events of Christ's birth are described in scripture as a few events that deal with light penetrating the darkness.
所以呢，基督的诞生呢，主要是讲的是很重要的一些事件。光如何来穿透黑暗。
And so even in the story, we have a star that led especially the wise men to the crib especially, which is not a normal star.
所以那颗星呢，不是一颗很简单的正常的星。
His physical birth was an actual physical kinsman redeemer birth. He was like us.
所以耶稣的诞生呢，是一个就是像人一样的一个正常的诞生，像我们一样。
And it's described as a light penetrating the darkness.
而他的诞生呢，就是光穿破了黑暗。
And so if you look at John 12:46 again, you can see those words.
当我们看约翰福音十二章第四十六节的时候，我们看到这一些话。
So Christ himself speaks during those short years of ministry and says, "Come as light."
耶稣在他那个短短的几年的那个布道的时间，他讲到他是像光一样来到这个世界。
And believing in him is not automatic.
相信他不是一个自然而然的事情。
Nor is it just a mental assent.
也不是指大脑里面的一个认可。
It involves the whole heart of a man.
需要我们的整个的全新的改变。
Meaning the whole heart of a man or woman. What is their intent?
所以我们的心里要告诉我们的目的到底是什么。
You can't measure intent neurologically.
你不可以只是看看神经就知道人是不是真正的信仰。
We are more than just flesh and blood.
我们不仅仅只是有血肉。
We're more than just mental capacity.
我们不仅仅是只是有一个思维。
You have a soul.
我们有灵魂。
And you express your intent with that soul. And so once the light arrives, you have a decision. Every person has the decision. Do they come to the light or do they remain in their darkness?
所以当光临到的时候，我们有这样一个决定的机会，我们是要到光面前来呢，还是要待在原来的黑暗当中？
There's another way to put it. Do you come to say he is Lord, or do you keep it so it's your own way that you want above all things?
所以我们有这样的一个选择，我们是到神面前来，是称他为主呢，还是自己为自己的主？
And so men choose accordingly.
所以呢，我们要照这样来选择。
So the second verse we want to look at.
这是第二个经节。
More Christian fundamentals.
更多的基督的根本。
The Lord says in a shocking way that He is the light. There is no other.
他说他是光，是真光，没有别的。
And He gives light to everyone, just like a lamp gives light to a room.
所以他的光是给所有的人的，就像在房间里打开一个灯一样。
But the fact that the lamp gives light to the room.Is different than deciding that you want that light.
所以在房间里有光是一回事情，但是你要不要光是另外一回事情。
A Christian means the person wants that light.
所以呢，一个基督徒呢是一个需要这个光的一个人。
And chooses not to remain in darkness, which is his own way.
选择不再待在原来的自己的方式当中，就是原来的黑暗当中。
So you can see.He came to his own, which are his chosen people, the Jews by which the word of God is passed to us. In general, he says and states, they did not receive him. That has not changed today. Nor has it changed in the rest of the world. But to all that did receive him, remember, it's that intent.
虽然呢，那些人没有接受，但是有一些人呢，能够接受他，所以这个意愿是非常重要的。
Then he does something miraculous inside that John chapter 3 calls being born again.
他就呢，在我们的里面做一个神奇的工，就叫让我们重生。
And then he gives them the right to become the children of God.
所以呢，他就赐我们权柄来做神的儿女。
And I still remember in a Chinese church talking to one sister.
我还记得在中国教会跟一个姐妹讲话。
And she came after me after every service.
她每次完了之后都跟我也聊一聊。
She, I have more questions. I don't understand.
她说我有更多的问题，我不能理解。
I come smart. This cannot be this way.
她说我很聪明的，其实这个事情都不对。
You say he's this and he's that. He says I don't understand.
她说我不能够理解，你是这个神是这样的，是那样的。
So we prayed for her.
所以我们为她祷告。
And prayed for her.
为她祷告。
And one night she came.
有一天晚上她来了。
And her eyes had changed.
她的眼睛改变了。
And she had met the living God.
她接受了。
On her own.
自己
You could tell. Was it me?
你可以看得出来，这不是我讲的什么。
She had invited and cut left said, I want that light.
她说我要那个光。
And that's something neither you nor I can do, nor can a pastor.
所以这些事情其实不是你能做、我能做，或者一个牧师能够做的事情。
A decision has to come from within.
所以我们的决定要从内心。
And you have to say, I want him above all cost.
他说，我们要愿意要他，那么愿意付上所有的代价。
Now I'm a professional.
然后他说我是一个职业人员。
I've lived a normal life.
我以前有正常的生活。
I never went to theological school.
我也没有去过神学院。
So I'm just like any other professional, like most of you.
所以呢，我就像你们都一样，跟你大家都一样。
But when the light comes in,
当光照进来的时候
，it changes your priorities.
它让你的优先次序改变了。
And if you walk with him,
你如果跟他一起走
，the change never stops.
这样的改变永不停止。
And you know that you know that you know that he is the king.
所以你知道，你知道，你真正的知道他是王。
If you have that assurance, then we rejoice together.
你如果有这样的确信的话，我与你一同快乐。
If you don't, you need to examine: Have I decided to keep my own way or trust the light?
你如果还没有的话，你要做这样一个决定：你是还要继续在自己的里面呢，还是要信任这样的光？
The message has never changed.
这个信息从来没有改变。
Now we go into the regular Christmas story in Luke 1, Luke 2.
所以呢，那路加福音呢是圣诞的故事。
The same The same terms are used in terms of light.
啊，他说同样的那个话语是用在这里。
They're poetic, but they are true.
他们更加有一些诗的味道在里面。
He says, "The sunrise shall visit us."
他说，清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
It's a quote from the ESV to give light.
所以是要给光。
To those who sit in darkness.
所以在那些坐在黑暗里的人，光要临到。
Because once that transformation occurs, then our feet can be guided to the way of peace.
So, 一旦这样的转变发生之后，啊，我们的脚步就走在平安当中。
That's the simple Christmas message.
这就是很简单的一个信息。
And of course, he was born to die.
当然，耶稣是他生了是为了死的。
He becomes our kinsman redeemer.
他是我们的救赎者。
And this is one of the reasons why Faylene and I teach biblical creation, because you must understand things went dark very quickly after literal creation.
这就是为什么Faylene跟我特别愿意教创造，因为创造没多久之后，黑暗就临到了。
Because God so loved us, He made us completely independent.
因为神这样爱我们，他给我们自由的意愿。
In spite of our sin, we are independent.
虽然我们有罪，但是我们还是自由的。
We have to choose to remain in darkness, or we choose to walk into the light.
我们有两个选择，是选择是待在黑暗里呢，还是走到光当中来。
And that decision also still hasn't changed and won't change until He returns again.
所以这个决定呢，神的决定呢，他没有改变，他在等着我们，直到他再来的那一天。
So the celebration and the entrance of light is the celebration of His birth.
所以呢，这个庆祝呢是庆祝耶稣的诞生。
But it's not complete without this understanding of the presence of darkness.
所以呢，如果但是这个理解呢不完全，如果我们不看到我们的黑暗呢
？You have to understand where you came from. Who are you?
我们要知道我们从哪里来，我们是谁
？What's your lineage?
我们的家族是怎么样的？
I'm here to proclaim you did not come from pond scum.
他说我告诉你，你们不是从那个池子里面的虫里面变出来的。
He invited us into our creation in chapters 1 and 2 in Genesis.
所以在创世纪第一章、第二章讲到神如何创造我们。
Today it's one of the most maligned and despicable sections of Scripture. People disdain it.
但是现在很多人都非常不喜欢这两章的圣经。
But it is true.
但是它是真实的。
And He made that creation able to decide.
他让他被创造的人来决定。
Meaning His people with His imprint. You have His imprint. You cannot escape that you have His imprint.
让我们这些有神印记的人来决定我们到底相信什么。
But something happened at the beginning, and that's what those first chapters in the Bible are about.
但是在开始的时候有些事情发生。
And that's why Christ's birth was such a monumental occasion.
这就是为什么耶稣的诞生是这么的重要。
Because for all time he makes one sacrifice, so he's our kinsman redeemer.
所以在那个时候他为我们牺牲，他是我们作王的救赎者。
And so he's the only hope to penetrate that same darkness, and it's the darkness of sin.
所以耶稣是穿透罪的黑暗的唯一的希望。
And what's a simple definition?
有一个什么简单的定义呢？
Sin is wanting your own way above all.
罪就是我们要按照我们自己的意愿来生活。
Because when a person honestly comes to Christ, then the priority changes.
当一个人如实的来到耶稣面前的时候，他们就会自己改变了。
You want Him above all.
你要耶稣高于一切。
And then what we were born to become.Can actually have a chance to bear fruit because we're related to the one who created us.
所以我们重生的人才能够结果实，因为我们跟神是有关系的。
None of this is unusual. It are fundamentals of the Christian faith.
这些没有什么特别的，这些都是最基本的我们的信仰原则。
So, how dark is the world? I want to give you parents, especially, one example only.
所以呢，我要跟大家讲一下，这世界到底有多么的黑暗。我要给这在座的父母们这样一个例子。
Because nearly every educational system in the world believes that if we just study better and get educated and go a few more generations, we're going to get better.
我们 们的教育系统有这样一个认为，觉得我们只要好好的学习，几代之后我们的世界就会变得非常的美好。
History tells you otherwise.
但是历史总是跟我们说，
We aren't getting any better.
我们没有变得更好。
So I want to give you one contemporary example.
我们给你大家一个现代的研究。
Several million, hundreds of, tens of millions of messages were examined.
他们检查了几千万的那个信息。
On normal media transfer of information on a combination of social media.
在那个社交媒体啊，还有网络上面的一些信息的交流。
These are children from 8 years to 17 years old.
他们看了是小孩子8到17岁。
This is a study by a company named Bark, and there are other companies that have provided similar detail.
这是一个公司，一个叫 Bark 的一个公司，另外一些公司也做了类似的研究。
Cyberbullying, 2/3 of the children are exposed.
所以，三分之二的小孩都经历了网络暴力。
And they divided up by ages. Sexual content is rampant.
说网上的色情的那个内容已经升高得非常的快。
Which means, in a normal case, with a cell phone in the hands of a young teenager or tween, what we call it, halfway between youngster and teenager.
一个年轻人可能还没有到 teenage， 可能在十岁前后的时候有一个手机的话。
Then the percentages start at over half and go over to 2/3 by the time they're teens.
所以呢，超过一半的人已经看过了这些色情的内容。他们是青少年的时候已经有72%。
And I'm telling you those images.Cannot be erased easily.
这些看他们看到的是不能从他们脑子当中擦去的。
Drugs and alcohol discussion are over 2/3 by the time you get to 17.
毒品和用酒精，那是超过75%。
You can read it. This is the tween, and this is the teen.
前面是十岁前后，后面的。
This is the tween.This is the teen.
然后暴力的话57%，然后到62%。
These are average, decently educated U.S. children.
这是平均的，看起来表面很正常的。
And those who are directly or indirectly involved in suicide or self-harm, it's over 1/3 by the time they're 17.
当他们有跟自杀有关系的，大概有36%左右。
Now I've been in the Philippines, and Philippines is no different.
我在菲律宾，菲律宾也是这样。
And I'll bet you it's no different in most nations.
我可以告诉你，在所有的世界上，所有的国家都是这样。
So your darkness isn't just a spiritual thing for adults. It invests itself in the culture of children, your children also.
所以这些的黑暗并不在成年人里面，其实在我们的儿童里面，小孩子里面就已经开始了。
They follow statistics from other studies.
从其他研究的统计来看。
If it's a shock, I'm sorry. You can look at the results in the back where we have our reports and you can check it for yourself.
如果我吓到你了，不好意思。不过我后面有那个完全的报告，你可以自己看一下。
This is one avenue where you can see that darkness is generally prevalent in cultures.
从这一点我们就能看到这个黑暗有多么的广，在我们社会里面。
There are dozens of others we could look at. This is just one, and affects the youngest generation.
还有其他的报告也可以看到，但是从这个就能看到，这对我们的下一代影响有多么的大。
Here's my conclusion.
所以这边是我的结论。
The gospel is just as light penetrating darkness now as it was 2,000 years ago.
所以福音现在穿透黑暗，就跟2000年前是一样的重要。
If you think that this is not happening, then you don't understand.
如果你觉得这个事情不再发生的话，那你不知道世界是怎么样。
So let's go on to the Philippines. If you are a believer, how do you make a difference?
所以让我们讲讲菲律宾的事情，就是如果我们是信
徒， That's the message of the Christmas story.
这就是圣诞的信息。
If God takes the time to penetrate His own created world, then He intends to.Cause us to penetrate light into a created world.
如果神的光穿透黑暗到这个世界来的话，他希望我们也做同样的事情。
So you have to be involved, letting Christ be real.
所以你要让耶稣能够被人看得见。
You have to walk in the light, not in darkness.
所以你自己要走在真光当中。
Half those children that I mentioned in those previous trends, it's because the parents are involved in the same thing.
那些小孩子做那些不好的事情，就是因为他们的父母也是做同样的事情。
So walking in the light means you dispel darkness, you resist it. But it takes the power of the Holy Spirit within to do that. You cling to His Word. Very simple. The Scriptures. They're not complicated. They're made for a basic person that has reading skills at a 4th or 5th grade level to begin to understand. Now there are harder parts of Scripture, but most of it, the fundamentals, are for children on up. Because if we cling to the Word, it's noticed by others. I can take 100 of any person's communications during a day. And I can tell by the content of those communications who's Lord. Is it family? Is it friends? Is it politics? Or is it God? It's not hard. So we can be an influence if we cling to that Word and walk in it. And what's the summation of Scripture? It's at the bottom. It's not complex. With the power of Christ within, love God, love each other. And sooner or later, you begin to be a source of light for others still in darkness. And as you well know, parents, just because you have a compliant, obedient child doesn't mean they know Jesus. Just because we are educated and act civilly does not mean that we've come to the light. It involves our soul intent. Are we willing to let Him be Lord? Or not? Because the Scripture says you can remain in darkness. So, if you're a disciple, this is what we do, but I recommend it for other believers. To be a disciple means you engage in hospitality because you care about somebody outside yourself. So we do it in our quarters all the time. But if the heart isn't right, you've got no light to give. And if Christ is the light, you do have something to give. So He ends up doing the work. We do things, but you must understand, Feilin and I are very aware that we don't accomplish the work. But because He's Lord, if He's Lord of your life, you do the same thing. You offer your time, which means also your assets as necessary. And then you respond to opportunity. As a believer grows, I have a reasonable expectation that if you claim to know Jesus, you will do this. That's how you bear fruit. So we want to give you a couple examples. And the first one are some stories, because we get to know these children. And some are 8, but some are 17, 19. And each have their own story of being abandoned. Or they wouldn't be at IFL in one of those children's homes. Would you like to?
He's wanting me to tell you a story about some of these children.
所以下面让我来告诉你这个故事。
And I think I actually shared one of these stories with you. But over here, you see the little white that's on the faces of a couple of the children.
Oh, these 小朋友们脸上有一些白白的东西。
We're playing a game.
我们在玩一个游戏。
And they don't have games, so they have to make up a game.
那边没有正式的游戏，他们要自己创造一些游戏。
And so if you lose, you get this white powder on your face.
如果你输了，就脸涂点白粉。
So you can see a few of us have lost at the games already.
所以有些人前人玩的输掉几盘了已
经。They come into our quarters, and we love to entertain them, have them there, and fellowship with them. And they're so excited to come in. Sorry.
I get carried. 他们喜欢到我们这里来跟我们一起玩，我们很欢迎他们。
And then they want us to sit.In the right places. Because in a home, they can imagine there is a mother and a father.
So
they don't want us to sit together. They want to sit around our table.And imagine what it would be like if there was a nai-nai that sat at one end of the table and a tai-tai who sat at the other. So they come inside looking for something that's going to fill a hole, a vacancy in them. And if all we have to give them is just that we sit at the right ends of the table, we're happy to do that. But we have to have more than that for them. Because that's just going to last one evening.We can't take them all in.
Okay, 我们把他们都带进来。
But the Lord Jesus, in our eyes and in our heart, gives them light.
但是耶稣基督在他们里面给他们以光。
And they feel something, and soon they want to know what is in there.
他们能够感到，他们很快就希望能够知道。耶稣到底给他们什么?
And so they want to share with us what's in their heart.
所以他们要分享，跟我们分享他们的心里的事情。
And they face darkness that we never have.
他们经历的黑暗是我们没有经历过的。
And we have to know that we don't have to understand their darkness. We just have to know that we have light.
有的时候他们的黑暗我们是不能够理解的，但是我们要告诉他们的是，还是有光的。
Oh, I'm connected to you.
The second example is these girls on the right. One of the girls, as I passed her inside the school compound, which is for about 300-400 students, I passed her and the Lord.Put her on my heart to pray for her.
给我心里面一个这样一个印记来为她祷告。
See, one of the things that happens as a believer is when the light is within, then you take confidence that God can direct your steps.
当光在你的心里的时候，你就有信心，神会带领你的道路。
That's something you grow into as you learn of the voice of God that's active.
所以慢慢的，我们在心里面就能够听到神对我们讲话。
The scriptures, of course, are fundamental. But the scriptures don't say, do you turn left or do you turn right? Or do you know this person or this person?
圣经里的话是非常基本、非常重要的，但是它不会告诉你在每一天的时候是往左还是往右，是跟这个人讲还是跟另外一个人讲。
That's why at great cost, God says, I have to go, because I'm going to send one to be with you and be in you.
所以耶稣基督说我必须要回去，但是我要送下一位在你的心里面。
And that's why Acts unfolds the way it does.
所以呢，在使徒行传里面呢，这些事情就开始发生。
Contrary to popular opinion in many places, God hasn't changed, and the scriptures are still active.
跟很多人想法不一样的是，神从来没有改变过，而且神的话语还是活泼的。
And so is the direction of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，圣灵的感动还是与我们同在。
So when I'm minding my own business, and He says, "Begin to pray for that little one."
他说我正在做我的事情的时候，神跟我说你要为那个人祷告。
And for me, it has a face.And a name, because it's one of those girls.
对我来说的话，就知道是哪一个人，哪一个小孩子。
One of the least suspecting ones.
哦，一个我不一定会想得到的。
She could be my granddaughter.
她可以像我的孙女一样的。
She dances beautifully. She worships. It looked like everything was fine.
她跳舞跳得很开心，她敬拜者也很认真，看起来表面都很好。
But it was not.
但是其实不好。
And so after five or six times, when the Lord lays someone on our hearts,Then we go to the child and we say, "What's happening?"
所以当神对我说五六次的时候，我就说到那个孩子面前去问他，你有什么事情吗？
And they know when Sir Roland and Mom Faelene, which is what they call us, begin to pray for somebody, it's because we didn't just have them on a list. It's because the Holy Spirit told us to pray for them.
他们知道当我们跟他们讲话的时候，并不是因为我们要做什么事情，而是因为圣灵有感动。
And most of the time, we don't know what's wrong.
所以很多的时候，其实我们也不知道有什么事情。
So this girl did not come after several attempts to get her to come.
这个小孩呢，好几次叫她来，她都没有来。
Finally, the social worker. I said, "Social worker, we know that the Lord's doing something in this child. Something's wrong."
所以呢，他们找了那个社会工作者去找这个小孩子。
Social worker turned around and said, "Little girl, go see these two people."
所以呢，那些社会工作者跟他们说：“嘿，你们必须要去见罗伦德和菲林。”
We didn't know that was going to happen.
我们也不知道这件事情会发生。
So it was a knock on the door. We opened. There she is.
所以呢，有人敲门，我一开门，她在这里。
By this time, it's been 2 months since we first began praying for her.
这事已经我们为她祷告已经有两个月了。
And by the time she came, she couldn't hold it.
她来的时候她已经忍受不住了。
She came and cried.
她进来的时候就哭了。
By the time she sat down, she was sobbing uncontrollably.
她坐下的时候，她就忍不住的大哭。
So she sat down. I said, "What's wrong?"
她坐下的时候，就问罗伦，就问她，怎么回事情
？And she began to explain.
她就开始说。
And that's what happens over and over and over again.
就是这样的事情总是一次又一次的发生。
Because you see, if you have light, you begin to be guided by that light.
所以当我们心里面有光的时候，我们就会被光来指引。
And God knows the fabric of the soul. We don't.
神知道我们的灵魂是怎么组成的，我们自己并不知道。
And He wanted to touch that child.
所以神呢，要触及那个小孩的心。
She's not that small. I mean, she's 15.
她是只有十五岁，很小的小孩。
When Mary gave birth to Jesus, she was around 16.
所以玛利亚给生耶稣的时候大概十六岁。
So children, young people,
所以小孩子
can receive and understand the light.
所以能够理解光。
If we tell them,
如果我们告诉他们呢
？If we understand that they're in darkness,
如果我们知道他们是在黑暗当中
，and they need light,
他们需要光
，and you can't give it if you don't have it.
如果自己没有光的话，你当然不能给他们。
So this is what we do in the Philippines. We write biblical creation curriculum, and I forgot the copy that I have. I think it's out in the car.
这是我在菲律宾做的那个教材，是关于创造的，我把它忘记在车里面。
There's 1,100 copies in print. We've taught now about 200 teachers.
已经印了1,100本，我们教了大概有200多位老师了。
And that's just a picture of me training.
这是我在一个训练营地的时候那个样子。
But the other part is just being with these young people.
但是我的其他的时间在不写这些教材的时候，就跟这些年轻人一起。
We have children in and out of our 500 square foot quarters most days of the week.
在我50平米的那个小的住的地方的话，经常有小孩进进出出。
Sometimes they're young, like the ones on the left, and sometimes they're college kids, like the ones on the right.
有的时候是非常小的小孩，像左边那些；有的时候是大学的小朋友们在右边。
I'll tell you one story.
我要告诉你们一个故事。
One day, Faelene was giving the mother talked to some college kids. And she was exhorting these young ladies that are on the right. And she said, young ladies, you need to find an older woman that you trust. One that has the light. Knows Jesus and is walking faithfully. So that you can look up to that person, and if you have issues, you can go see them. Because we're not meant to go through world solving difficulties by ourselves. That's why you have elders and mothers and fathers in the faith. So the next time the girl came in, she sits down by Fei Lin. She leans her head on her chest. She says, I found my old woman. That's why we have to go back. So in 2020, we're going to be updating the high school curriculum already. A close friend of mine, Dr. Carl Whelan, he's edited Creation Magazine for 30 years, and he picked the curriculum up, and he says, I'm going to go through it completely for you. So I have things to change. We're going to start video training some of the curriculum so we can assist the teachers better. And we're going to start writing the elementary version. So later this year, we'll return to the Philippines. We have a lot of work to do until then. For those friends of ours, there's two copies of our last year summary and 2020 projections sitting back on the table in two white notebooks. You're welcome to look at them and look at the pictures. And they're in plastic sleeves so the children, even if they have food in their hands, they can go look at them. And if you need to, you can go to our site and you can download the same report. So somehow we still keep connected with the Chinese church. I've got good friends here. And of course, as I've said in the message, I want you to walk in the light. If you're younger here or newer to Christianity, stay in that light. You must understand the reality that there is darkness around us. And staying in the light means something, because if you don't, you've not got anything to share. And if you're a parent, you are the appointed guard over these children. Until such time that they can make a decision of faith for themselves. And your decision of faith does not transmit to the child. Ultimately, they have to decide. Your best hope is to be a good example and keep talking about the light. And then have a watchful eye for darkness. It's not getting any better. Not here, and not in the Philippines. And not in China. And keep a watchful eye for those that are in need around you. Exercise hospitality. You don't have to jump into it like we have. So we've been doing it for 40 years. Because before Fei Lin and I were married, each of our households did the same thing. So we testify, if you walk in the light, it will make a difference. Now if you don't know Christ, because sometimes people here do not know him, then I'll be glad to talk to you. The light is real. The darkness is real. The decision of a soul of a person is very real and permanent. You can know him. Amen.
Amen.